Babes, guess what? We have a new segment on the block. It is Wednesday, and that means that we are launching the newest segment of the Babe AF podcast called Women to Watch, where I sit down and chat with some of the most badass babes in their industry, babes that are blazing some trails, also some babes that are really just getting some shit done and following their dreams and jumping into their passion projects. So I'm so excited that you guys are here to listen on an additional episode this week. And stay tuned and make sure to follow them on social media when you're done and give them all the support that they deserve. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for you guys to see who's up next. Oh my gosh, you guys. First and foremost, hi. If you stumbled in, I am Jess, host of the Babe AF podcast, and I know that some of you are like, wait, where did she come from? Where did she go? Where did she come from? Where has she been? Because I have not recorded a podcast episode in probably a month, shall we say. I thought I was going to come back on November 16th, and then I got word at my job that I've been promoted twice in the last 6 months, which is crazy because thank the goodness, Lord, above, around, the angels, the universe, the spiritual advisors that I don't know I have, but we're here. And I owe it to myself, first and foremost, to do a great job, not only for morale of mental stability, but also just to, you know, keep the freaking lights on, y'all. So today, I am back with you because you guys hear me preach all the time. And if you haven't, there's plenty of podcast episodes to go back and listen. But I have not been doing a very good job of filling my cup. And I apologize for that to anyone that has come in contact with me because it's been a little bonkers over here. And I've been a little needy and I have been a little grouchy. And I just have been emotional, and you guys know I do not like emotions, but I'm working on them. And the opportunity to do better for myself and for my family is at the pivotal moment of the situation. So where we left off was episode 140. So thank you for joining me today. After all that to be said, I am going to welcome you to Women to Watch Wednesday. That is a lot of W's in a row. I love an alliteration. Should have today started with a W, a walliteration, if you will. That was a funny little joke on my end. I am here to bring you guys episode number 141 of this podcast. And while I was away, we celebrated 3 years, which is rad. If you have not seen this week's post, there is a Spotify Wrapped 2022 for podcasts. And I just can't wait to see how it morphs and changes and goes about how this podcast continues to not only fill your cup, but mine. So in regards to our Woman to Watch Wednesday episode, I'm going to share a little bit of information today about Tabitha Brown because that's my business. Okay, you guys, I had to. So not only this woman, a freaking powerhouse in and on YouTube, on cookbook world, she's a vegan foodie. She has a hair care line called Donna's Recipe. We're going to dive into all of the goods. All of them. I'm going to take a pseudo deep dive into what she's been up to since I found her 2 years ago on TikTok, because her demeanor, the way she is just so soothing and amazing and loving through the screen, I only can imagine that she's the same way in person. And if you've ever come in contact with her, please share who she is as a human, because you know, sometimes meeting idols and celebrities, if you will, can be a little bit weird and daunting and not what you expect. But I gather that Tabitha Brown, Miss Tabitha Brown, is the real deal, y'all. She wouldn't be as successful. She wouldn't be as kind. She wouldn't show up for us and for herself as much as she does in such a loving and amazing way if this were not the case. So I'm so happy to present you guys with just a little bit, or a lot of it for me, because I'm actually organized today. Women to Watch Wednesday about Miss Tabitha Brown, like I said, because that's our business. So let's get into it. But first, you know there's an ad coming. See you in a minute. If it's not your deal, just scroll right on through. But I'll see you back. Lickety split. All right, you guys, welcome back to the Babe AF podcast. I'm your host, Jess. Thanks for hanging out, stumbling in, getting ready to go and learn more about Miss Tabitha Brown. You guys, I cannot get over the amount of accolades. I honestly just thought that she was a rad TikToker who I found 2 years ago that shared vegan recipes that just looked so lovely that like I want to eat my screen. I do not recommend eating a phone, but I just really feel like anytime you watch her, it just brings serious joy to your day. And I'm so glad to kind of go over some awesome accolades, accomplishments, interesting information you may not have known about her. So Tabitha Bonita Brown, hello. I don't even know if this is going to reach you, but really will be cool if it would, because that would be rad. First and foremost, we're birthday besties. Your birthday is February 4th. My birthday is February 6th. We are 2 years apart, having some great Aquarius activity, and that's probably why we love each other. Or I love you, because we are similar in a lot of things. Quirky to be one of them. So my resources today, Wikipedia, iamtabithabrown.com, her YouTube channel, which is literally everything is I Am Tabitha Brown. There is an Essence magazine article that I'm going to share because her reaction to something she has been nominated for is really rad. Donna'sRecipe.com. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And just the overall encompassing of the rad woman that she is. So I'm so excited for you guys to learn more about her. So just as a general overview, description and background of Tabitha. She creates online video content incorporating veganism, humor, and motivational speaking. Brown has over 4 million followers on TikTok, over 4 million on Instagram as of July 2021. I actually looked up the numbers right now. Instagram is 4.2, TikTok is 4.9. Her YouTube channel is 862,000, but she does have almost all of her videos are at or over a million views, which is so freaking rad in a lot of the encompassing opportunities that we're going to talk about here. She's just freaking unstoppable, and I'm so excited for you guys to learn more about her. Born in North Carolina, she studied fashion briefly before dropping out and pursuing acting. And after developing some chronic pain and fatigue, she switched to a vegan diet to help with relief. Created her TikTok account in 2020 and began amassing followers shortly thereafter. She's appeared on television shows like The Chai and Good Morning America. In 2021, she was awarded the Outstanding Social Media Personality title at the NAACP Image Awards. Her first book, Feeding the Soul, because that's my business, love the tagline, Finding Our Way to Joy, Love, and Freedom, was published the same year. And she recently just published her first cookbook called Cooking from the Spirit, Easy, Delicious, and Joyful Plant-Based Inspirations. The next. So I will absolutely go through a lot of her accomplishments and have all of the resources and information in the grid on the description. It's really, really rad. You can obviously see a lot of it online. Personally, she is married to Chance Brown, a retired LAPD officer, whom she co-hosts Fridays with Tab and Chance on IGTV. It's also part of her YouTube channel. She has two beautiful children, and they reside in LA. So how she got her social media breakthrough. Here we go, you guys, buckle up. In late 2017, she was running out of disability insurance funds, which led her to becoming an Uber driver in October 2017 in order to make ends meet as a, quote, struggling part-time actress. Her video review from December of 2017 of a Whole Foods Market vegan BLT sandwich went viral, after which the company hired her as a brand ambassador to travel the country. Well, that's cool. See, you're going to learn things right along me, which is great. I love learning about new women, and that's why part of this segment is so fun. In early March 2020, she created a TikTok account on which she began sharing vegan recipes, cooking tips, family moments, and encouraging advice, amassing 2 million followers in the space of 5 weeks. Brown had also been broadcasting live cooking shows and product reviews on Facebook Live since early 2018. In late April of 2020, Brown was signed to Creative Artists Agency. In late June 2020, she began hosting All Love on Ellen Digital Network. In 2021, she hosted the YouTube original children's show Tab Time. The same year, she launched a hair care line named Donna's Recipe after her name for her afro, which I think is hilarious. She published her first book, which became the number one New York Times bestseller list, Feeding the Soul. And in 2022, has published her debut cookbook. She's also launched a clothing collection with Target and appeared on Good Morning America. We are going to hear a fun reactive video here in just a little bit when she was nominated for two categories in the inaugural Children and Family Emmy Awards for Outstanding Preschool Series and Outstanding Host. So if that did not get all of your blood pumping about this amazing accomplished woman, we all know there is still time for us to learn more about her. So let's first and foremost dive in to Tab Time. You guys, this web series is so cute. It is 10. Yes. Sorry, it's a little bit wonky on here. It's a I'm losing my mind. I'm so sorry. It's a 10-episode web series aimed at preschool-aged children. It plays on our YouTube channel, and season 2 just launched October 14th. When commenting on the show being renewed for a second season by YouTube, Brown said Tab Time is part of her purpose, and she's overwhelmed by how much support first season has gotten. It's been said millions of times, but children are the future. And healing change begins with them. If we create better children, then we can create better adults. Teaching children to grow together and love each other with kindness will create a better world. And according to Essence Magazine, it says, I hope children continue to take away the important lessons this has to offer. Some of the show's themes touch on music, friendship, how things grow, and other educational topics. The second season features a range of celebrity guests like Terry Crews, aka Randy Respect, Nick Few as Detective See Me, See You, Tamron Hall as Ranger Rory Roars a Bunch. Oh, that's hilarious. Kev on stage Fredericks as Captain Leadership, Amanda Seals as Neighbor Sherry Shares, and more. So first and foremost, here is her freaking reaction to the two Emmy nominations. Just listen to her joy, you guys. Listen to it. It's so palpable and I love it. So here we go. Oh my God, you guys, are you kidding? Like, how can you not just want to grab her, hug her, love her, cry along with her? I mean, I'm not even emotional, but you guys know. Dreams really freaking do come true, and I'm so, so happy for her, and I can't wait to see what happens, because it hasn't aired yet. So along with some other accolades and awards that she has won, they are really cool, actually. So in 2020, I didn't even know some of these awards were a thing. So 2020, she was nominated and won for favorite vegan social media personality with the Veggie Awards, which is hilarious. Like, what a great concept. She won for food in 2020 in the Streamy Awards. She also won, like I mentioned before, 2021 Outstanding Social Media Personality for the NAACP Image Awards, and pending nominations for Outstanding Preschool Series for Tab Time, and Outstanding Host as herself, Miss Tab, in Tab Time, as you guys heard, for the Children's and Family Emmy Awards. And she also was nominated in 2022 and won for Give Her Flowers Awards for the Self-Love Award, representing herself, as I'm sure you heard. Lovely. Lovely, lovely woman. So we talked a little bit about some accolades, right? So some things that she has been able to do since then: the book, the YouTube channel, the cookbook. Something that I find so cool, as a vegan chef, cooker, baker, whatnot, I think it's awesome. So I wanted to kind of dive in and see how it came to be, right? So there's just things that are listed on her website that are really cool. So she satisfies the hunger of millions with her unique approach to veganism and her wholesome comedic personality on the daily. As a home base for acquiring imparted wisdom, learning new recipes, and enjoying a good laugh, she has earned, like we note, the coin total of America's Mom. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Not only that, 2-time New York Times bestseller, and she owns and operates a healthy hair care line called Donna's Recipe. As you heard earlier, Donna is what she calls her afro, which continues to launch a multi-category product line as a partner with a major retailer in Target, and never fails to light up everyone's kitchen with her signature McCormick spice called Sunshine Seasoning. Available in retailers across the freaking nation and direct sale to customer. Are you kidding? Is there literally not anything this woman can't do? I also am reading here that she has a vegan cooking competition show on Food Network called Complicated. Complipated. First of its kind. And she also teaches us, above all, to have faith, perseverance, pave your own unique path to achieving dreams and being your authentic selves. I mean, I have to watch her every day. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I pop open a Tab video on TikTok all the time, and I just freaking love it. She's amazing. I love her. So on her website and her shop, you can actually get signed copies of the cookbook. She does have a journal called Seen, Love, and Heard. There is an Audible of Feeding the Soul, because that's my business. You can also get Sunshine Seasoning from the website. And now we're going to talk about Donna's recipe, because this is freaking hilarious, and I just am so excited for you guys to learn. So this is a little snippet of how Donna's recipe got started. It's a minute video. I'm going to share it here, and all the notes will be in the show notes. Point to her afro. All right, you guys, simply put, Donna is her hair. Literally, her afro on her head. She's like, but don't think that it doesn't have a personality all her own. Donna's no nonsense, sometimes feisty. Okay, do you guys remember a couple episodes back where I called self-doubt Pamela? So whenever self-doubt creeps in, I was like, Pamela, don't you mess with me. But I love that this is a really fun spin on naming her hair. It's like her drunk personality, but it walks around with her all the time. I love it. So she's like, one night I was cooking live on Facebook and I looked at her and I said, my hair is going straight at the top like Don King. They must be related. I'm going to name her Donna. And Donna was born. She quickly took her rightful throne in the world and began to show up and show out. This is hilarious. So a little bit of a backstory. In 2017, she did a big chop where she cut her hair off and had less than an inch long hair. 2018, she began to let her hair grow out. Since then, Donna has been the talk on her social media, where she'll get ton of comments and direct messages saying how beautiful the growth of Donna has become. So what does Donna use to keep her hair so healthy? Or what does Donna use to so healthy. How did Donna get so thick and full? So her business partner, Gina Woods, like you guys heard, came up with a natural and vegan ingredients to promote hair growth and retention for all of us to enjoy. And just like that, Donna's recipe was born. So I looked at some of the products, you guys. I'm so excited because can everyone use these? Like, I just don't have, like, do you have to have specific hair to use them? I don't know. We're about to find out. So she has products like Donna's Recipe Strength Hair Oil, which is a light nut-free version packed with 17 natural oils and powders to stimulate hair follicles to help extend the hair's growth cycle, with additional benefits including relieving the scalp from dried up flakiness, dryness, and hair product buildup, all the factors that stunt its growth. This is good for people who have sensitive to stronger smells and need a nut-free option. Donna's Recipe Hair Strength Hair Oil has a lighter smell with unique ingredients that will stimulate the scalp or stimulate the follicles and invigorate the scalp. Basically, things like chamomile powder, vanilla fruit oil, vitamin E, camellia seed oil, thyme oil, peppermint oil, rosemary oil, jojoba oil, argan oil, menthol, some safflower oil, eucalypto alba extract, flaxseed, lavender, grapeseed, hellenius anus, and tea tree oil. Good! And I always recommend to do a patch test, which if you know you're trying anything new, it's always something that you want to go and do for yourself first. She also has biotin hair gummies, which are rad, which includes 10,000 micrograms of biotin and taste delicious. Vegan biotin hair vitamins in the strength oil with a vegan suede bag. So it's back in stock, limited edition set, includes all those things. And her hair strength oil, which is just a regular opportunity, not the one that's light or nut free. And this one has 18 all natural oils and powders to stimulate hair follicles and help extend the hair growth cycle. She has a new collection, which I would like want to eat. This makes sense that it smells like this. So it's called the Sweet Potato Pie Collection. I mean, I'm here for it. It includes extra creamy hair and scalp oil, which is including the lock system, which is a leave-in cream oil, which is cool. Leave-in oil cream. Yeah. Sweet Potato Pie Ultra Lightweight Hair and Scalp Oil. Basically it is a rich, sweet, extra creamy, buttery texture of sweet potato extract, cinnamon, and vanilla that are blended to make the perfect hair and scalp oil. That's fun. I mean, can you imagine like just incorporating food into fun with hair care? She also has extra creamy moisturizing shampoo and conditioner. which includes very similar ingredients like the sweet potato extract, cinnamon, and vanilla. And then she has a leave-in conditioner, which has the aroma of sweet potato pie. I mean, how can you say no? Like, take all my money. So a little thing about this is that all these natural ingredients are awesome. And so sweet potatoes apparently are packed with vitamin A and omega-3 fatty acids that add luster by nourishing the hair follicles and the hair. Cinnamon removes buildup from the scalp to allow healthier follicles and overall hair and scalp health. And vanilla soothes the scalp and softens dry, rough hair. What? No parabens, color safe, and free of SLS and SLES. There's also some additional ingredients that are in these products like sugar maple sap, shea butter, cocoa butter, mango butter, avocado oil, lemon juice, sweet almond oil, and Avena sativa. What? How freaking fun. How freaking fun. So in regards to the food, you guys, because you know, I haven't had dinner yet. If you don't know, now you know. And we're coming up on some good stuff here. So I mentioned before that she launched a all-purpose seasoning with McCormick called Sunshine Seasoning. Okay. So the notes and reviews on this are magical. I love it for us. I need to get it. So there's no wrong way to use McCormick Sunshine All-Purpose Seasoning created in partnership with Tabitha Brown, because that's our business. But if you're wanting to warm your heart up with a little extra spice and sunshine, this is the way to do it. Welcome the bright sunshine flavor into your home kitchen with Tabitha's salt-free Caribbean-inspired seasoning blend. It's all-purpose seasoning blend, gluten-free and vegan. It's a dry powder of a ginger spice variety. Are you guys ready for this? Salt-free, low-carb, soy-free, nitrate-free, fat-free, Atkins, vegan, dairy-free, nitrate-free, vegetarian, caffeine-free, sugar-free, low-sodium, wheat-free, low-sugar, low-fat, nut-free, high-fructose, corn syrup-free, artificial color-free, sodium-free, oil-free, lactose-free, low-calorie, plant-based, peanut-free, no added sugar, gluten-free, tree nut-free, calorie-free, egg-free, shellfish-free. I know some of those were duplicated, but extra emphasis. So the spices include ginger, thyme, red pepper, turmeric, allspice, cilantro, garlic, maple syrup powder, pineapple powder, mango powder, onion, cornstarch, citric acid, banana powder, extractives of turmeric, and natural flavor. Love that for us. I want to try it. If you try it, let me know, because I'm not going to go to the grocery store anytime soon because I just went last night. But oh my gosh, you guys, how adorably lovely is Tabitha Brown? And how can you not want to just like give her a schmoopaloopa? That's a hug and a high five at the same time. But yeah, go check out some of her recipes. Grab the cookbook. Get Donna's Recipe Hair Care. I am a fan. For sure. And I'm so happy you guys joined me today for today's episode. And I'm so happy that Miss Tabitha Brown is my babe welcoming me back to Women to Watch Wednesday. And I kind of really gave you guys my confetti corner before I left today, but or when I started today's episode. But right now my husband's making me steaks and asparagus and baked zucchini. And I'm super excited about it because I'm a hungry bunny. And I'm just so excited for you guys to be here, and I'm excited for me to be back. And Friday's episode is going to be the closing of the How to Create Your Own Fairy Tale Romanticizing Your Own Life series. It's going to be jam-packed with episodes 4 through 6, all in one episode. So stay tuned, get ready. I'm so excited for you guys to dive into that episode as well. And please feel free to like, share, subscribe, rate, review, and let me back. So I hope you guys have the best day. Please go celebrate something small, big, giant, amazing, awkward, quirky. Just do it all. I hope you guys have the best night, and I'm so excited to be back. I love you. Bye-bye.